As you know, Alyssa Slotkin, my member of Congress, voted for the impeachment inquiry and then voted for both articles of impeachment. She's a freshman Democrat, and she's like more than 30 other freshman Democrats that are in districts won by Donald Trump. In fact, the 8th Congressional District here in Michigan is an R+4 district. Donald Trump won it by 7, Slotkin by 3. And there's a group of Republicans now that want it back. Among those, Alan Hoover. He's running for Michigan's Congress and the Congressional District number 8. He's a father, husband, and a 20-year Marine veteran. Retired now, I believe. Alan Hoover, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. That's right. Alan Hoover here, calling you from Ortonville.
Good to have you
here. Right off the gate, I want to tell you right now, I'm running against Alyssa Slotkin on a Republican ticket. Okay? That means I'm pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Additionally, let me tell you just a couple other things about myself. One, I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps as a Foreign Security Force Advisor, Expeditionary Warfare Enabler. I have 5 tours and 19 operations. That means I've operated globally. I've been working and defending and being in the capacity of service to our country for the last 20 years.
So as you look around, obviously, General Bergman from Michigan's 1st Congressional District is a retired Marine. He was an underdog coming into that race, but he said what we need now is a Marine who knows how to get things done. I'm guessing that you, Alan, would echo that sentiment.
Absolutely. As a gunnery sergeant, I am definitely an expert in the 14 leadership traits. I would completely agree with that. And with that, things that make Marines not only successful but unique is the ability to focus on mission. You will not see a Marine stand up and say, oh, well, I'm basing this decision off of my feelings. Negative, because that's bearing, right? Bearing is the ability.
Negative.
Negating your feelings, right? You need to focus on the mission. You need to do what? As a U.S. representative, you need to stay within those lanes. You need to represent the people within the district, the American citizens. Represent them, not represent your feelings, not represent the feelings of other countries, not represent the feelings of special interest groups. Absolutely.
All right, there's 4 or 5 people running for the Republican nomination to represent the party in running against Alyssa Slotkin come November 3rd, 2020. What is going to separate you? I mean, you're pretty sharp on your bullet points and you're pretty direct in your messaging so far. But what's it going to take for you, Alan Hoover, a first-time novice politician, to get it done?
Work. A lot of work. Hard work, right? And that's planning, that's dedication, and that's follow-through. Out there knocking on doors, spreading the message, spreading the name. What kind of person ultimately do the voters want to send in? And fundamentally, that's what it's going to come down to. One is getting that information in front of them so that the voters are prepared to make what a logical decision after of emotions. So I firmly believe that if these dockets for myself and the other 4 candidates are positioned in the voters' faces of the 8th district, those 700,000 citizens will be able to make a logical-based decision based on merits and past service. And when it comes down to it, again, I've already got a 20-year record of serving the people in our country, of putting Americans first every day of my life.
Let me ask you this. The impeachment trial starts tomorrow. Alyssa Slotkin voted in favor of both articles of impeachment, obstruction of Congress and abuse of power, both the weakest articles of impeachment ever filed against anybody in America, judges or presidents or anyone else. What do you make of the impeachment pursuits?
First of all, it's ridiculous. Right? We live in a country where? A country whereas you are not guilty. You are not guilty until found to be guilty. Due process has a meaning. We go back 245 years, we have seen people that have been targets. Targets by our government, targets by people in power. Our law system is unique, it's dynamic, and it's one of the greatest on the planet, if not the absolute greatest. So with that, if there's going to be a trial, then there needs to be a trial. But in these last 3 years of salacious allegations, unsubstantiated, being shot down left and right, it appears that there is no guilt at this point. But then again, there really hasn't been a trial, right? It's been like high school student council stuff, throwing things back and forth, taking 1,000 pieces of paper, putting them in water, throwing them at the wall, seeing what sticks. That is not the way our government works. I think the entire thing is not only an embarrassment, but it's appalling.
All right, let's talk about in Virginia today in Richmond, those in support of the Second Amendment rallying because in Virginia they're trying to pass about a dozen different gun control measures, a whole variety of them, including ammunition-free zones and red flag laws, and a whole host of other issues. When it comes to the Second Amendment here in America, what are your thoughts?
Second Amendment is very simple. Our Constitution's had this laid out 244 years. It shall not be infringed, period. Second Amendment shall not be infringed.
Period. When it comes to, we've got about a minute and a half here. We're here with Alan Hoover. He's a United States Marine retired, a veteran, 20 years on the inside of the Marines, standing guard for you and I, running for the 8th Congressional District. All right, let's talk about the border wall. How about that? Where do you stand on the border wall? What do you think about sanctuary cities and law enforcement agencies not working together and security when it comes to illegal aliens? Go.
Sir, Mr. Groover, so a nation without borders is not a nation, right? And I'm going to throw out a biblical perspective there, too. All right, there's a parable in the Bible, and it says that a city that does not have walls is a city that allows bandits and thieves to come and go as they please. In the same perspective, that a person is unable to control their emotions allows influence to come and go as they please. So yet again, we see an incumbent speaking and defending her actions based on emotional principles. So, yes, we absolutely need a border. Yes, we need our organizations to work to secure the safety and the sanctity of the American citizens within our country. And lastly, when we do have these illegals coming in and they're being rounded up by our patriots that are manning those walls and they're sent back to their countries, they need to be sent back with a bill, because the American people shouldn't be paying this never-ending rotation of people coming in and out of the country.
Here's the bill. All right, Alan, I don't mind that. Alan Hoover, real quickly, you got 15 seconds. Where do people find out more? Give me a website. Give me Facebook. Give me something.
AlanHoover2020.com. That's AlanHoover 2020.com. And I want to say one thing in honor of Martin Luther King today. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
Alan Hoover, thank you very much. AlanHoover2020.com, back after this.